By a diffuse shock acceleration model, Fermi acceleration in short. Supernova shell is the site of high energy particle acceleration. So supernova shell is the high energy particle accelerator, high energy cosmic ray accelerator. So the question is, where is an injector? To make a high energy particle in this machine, we need injector, otherwise there's no particle. So the question is, where is an injector, which is a low energy cosmic rays? So far, no hint of low energy cosmic rays has been found from SNRs. Here, I report the first hint of low energy cosmic rays in SNRs. The hint is a neutral ion K alpha dyne at the energy of 6.4 keV. This picture is a global structure of ion K shell line from the thermal hot plasma of SNRs. This plot is the center energy of ion K shell emission. And this is the total flux of this of the relevant SNRs. And this plot is made by Yamaguchi et al. And at this moment, sample number of the SNR, which was detected, from which ion K alpha line was detected, is rather limited. So this here is all the stuff of SNR from which K alpha line was observed. And this is just observational result. This energy and flux can be observed. And he thought that the 1S SNR comes here by red symbol. And on the other hand, CC SNR, core collapse SNRs comes here. There is clear separation between CC SNRs and IR 1A SNRs in this plane. Of course, there is a reason why 1A SNR has lower center energy of K alpha line compared to the CC SNRs. But since time is limited, I don't discuss detail the reason why there is a clear separation like this. This is just an observational fact, and from the observational fact, I can say that no 6.4 kV line, neutral ion K alpha line, was observed in the hot plasma of CC SNRs, core collapse SNRs here, and 6.4 kV here. So no, at this time, no data of CC comes here. However, we discovered 6.4 kV lines from CC SNR in the sputum arm. Sputum arm SNR comes here. This is the one example, the first example of neutral ion line detection from CC SNR named KES-79. This is the image. KES-79 is a very rather bright soft X-ray source. So in the soft X-ray band, you see clear structure here. And this, I call this is a SNR region. And around this, I call this a background region. And however, in the hard X-ray band like this, this SNR flux from this SNR is very limited. So I made a hard X-ray spectrum model from this region like this, and also I made a background spectrum from this region and given by the red crosses like this. You see that the background spectrum has also ion, helium-like and hydrogenic ion line. But this is a common feature of the background. In the gap region, there is a background spectrum like this. So this is a common background. That's a common background for the SNR on the plane. And the important fact is that above this energy, around this energy and this line, the background and source spectrum is almost identical. However, below the, this energy, K79 shows clear excess above the background. In particular, 6.4 kV line is very show very clear excess above the background. So I can say that K79 spectrum shows clear 6.4 kV line like this. Okay. This is the X-ray image of K79 in this hard X-ray band, which includes 6.4 kV lines. And this, this is a mixed morphology SNR, so radio shell comes here like this. And inside radio shell, there is a very bright soft X-ray. But in the hard X-ray, in this band, there's almost nothing. And here there is excess of hard X-ray. And at this point, there is a there is a molecular cloud given by the magenta contour like this. So our data very coincides the molecular cloud here, and also it is at the edge of a radio shell, southeast shell of this radio shell. There is a hard X-ray image, a hard X-ray emission, coincide to the molecular cloud. So good correlation of the 6.4 kV line to a molecular cloud tells you that the 6.4 kV line comes from molecular cloud, not come from hot plasma in this coming from this region. Okay. So I talked another example of CCSNRs. This is a W44. Maybe you know that W44 is a famous mixed morphology SNR and quark-crops SNRs. And this is also very soft X-ray, soft X-ray emitter. And if you see soft X-ray, it is very bright structure. But in the hard X-ray band, this band, you see almost nothing. However, still, we can see an excess in this band, along the radio shell. This is a radio shell. And along the southeast part, there is a southeast part of the radio shell, there is a hard X-ray emission. And this region also coincides to the JEB gamma ray observed by Helmi-Ratto. So you see the good correlation of the 6.4 kV line to the JEB emission. This emission also coincides to JEB emission. It's amazing. So I can say that the 6.4 kV line comes from the comes from the same position of the JEB emission, which is also the site of molecular cloud. Okay, final example. The other example is KES-78. KES-78 is rather faint soft X-ray sources, but it is largely extended. And if we see soft X-ray band, KES-78 is X-ray, soft X-ray come from all the region of this image. But moving on the hard X-ray band like this, hard X-ray band of this band, which again includes 6.4 kV line, you see that the south part of this SNR has no hard X-ray, and only north part has hard X-rays, although it is very faint. And this bright spot is unrelated source. So from this region, I made X-ray background, X-ray spectrum in this energy band, hard X-ray band, like this. And from the background region, I made X-ray spectrum like this. By comparing this, these two lines are common, which are coming from galactic rich X-ray emission. But the 6.4 kV line in the background is very small, but the source region is very bright. So the difference of this, of these two spectrum tells you that there is a clear excess of the 6.4 kV line from this core plus SNR. Now the observed spectrum of our quark flux SNR in this energy band and still very poor to judge the origin of the 6.4 kV line. So the 6.4 kV line, neutral ion K-shell line, is produced by the radiation by hard X-rays or particles, proton or electrons. Because there is no hard X-ray sources near these SNR are found, X-ray origin may be excluded. So the question is whether the origin is proton or electron, low energy cosmic ray proton or low energy cosmic ray electron. To answer this question, I show a hint is obtained from the galactic rich X-ray emission. As I said, the galactic rich emission is the common background for the SNR on the galactic plane. And the origin of the common background is maybe due to the point source. For this source, neutral ion KR line, it is catastrophic. And there is a clear symmetry between east and west. Okay, by using this symmetry, this is X-ray spectrum of east and west, and the difference is like this. So this is the X-ray spectrum of the excess emission, and equivalent width of the 6.4 kV line is done like this. Although error is large, we can determine the clear lower limit, high level of lower limit of 6.7 kV, and gamma power continuum is given by gamma like this. Okay, this is a simulation of the 6.4 kV line as a function of a particle index or photon index, and proton comes here, and the X-ray and electron here. So from this plot, this is the error region of our observed value, and in this error region, only proton is coming. So proton, electron is outside of the error region, and the X-ray is at the marginal. So conclusion is proton origin is most likely for the excess of 6.4 kV line. Okay, our SNR is very similar to the galaxy rich excess. So I can say that SNR is also the origin is most likely proton. And in case 79, the flux is given and the NH of molecular flux is given, this number. And then we can calculate the proton energy density as like this. This is 100 times larger than the normal interstellar medium of this flux. The other SNR are more or less similar to KES-79. So my conclusion is very simple. We have found 6.4 kV line from three CC SNR in the scutum, and I propose that the that the system of Tokay line is a good or a unique tool to search for the low energy cosmic rays. And this cosmic, low energy cosmic ray is a seed photon to make a high energy cosmic rays. So this study is just now started. So today I can only give you a rather non-quantitative result, but in future or next time I'm sure I can give you more quantitative result of this issue. So thank you for your attention.
We have time for a couple of questions. There must be questions.
The ratio of the 6.4 line to the Fermi flux should tell you the spectrum of the cosmic rays penetrating into the molecular cloud. Do you have any estimate of that?
Excuse me,
The ratio of the 6.4 keV line to the Fermi flux should tell you the ratio of high energy to low energy cosmic rays penetrating into the nearby dense medium.
The ratio of 6.4 keV line to what?
To the Fermi.
Fermi.
The gamma ray.
Fermi.
Gamma ray.
Gamma ray.
Right.
To compare is rather difficult, but I can say that it is consistent with the Fermi flux, our 6.4 kV line flux is consistent with the Fermi result. The comparison is very difficult issue because low energy, we don't know the detail of the spectrum, wideband spectrum of cosmic ray. So if we simply extend the power law by 2.7, then the result is consistent.
One more question, perhaps? If not, let's thank Dr. Okoyama again.